The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With, it's usually Trish Clark and Carl Bott, but you know, Trish will be back next week. So she's had an extended vacation, which is, you know, I don't know what that's like, but I want one. Anyway, good morning. The 8th of February, 2024, and 7:05 in the morning, and news as usual is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can reach us at 530-605-4567. And the first hour is going to be kind of open. 8 o'clock, Simpson University comes in, talks to us about what's going on over there, all the good things they have. So for this first hour, I've got questions that I'm sure many of our listeners have answers to out there. That I was, you know, looking at political ads, and I thought, well, what do they mean by that? So anyway, Christina, good morning.
Very good morning.
It's a little chilly out there today.
Easy to say. I was thinking that I was driving in Silent Hill. Do you know this movie?
What movie?
Silent Hill.
Silent Hill?
Yeah, about a really scary movie.
Oh, it's a scary movie.
Yeah.
I don't watch scary movies. They scare me.
Me too, but it's a legend one.
Do you know why people watch scary movies?
I don't.
No, it's because it gives us visceral reaction. It scares you, but you know in the back of your mind it's not real. So you can, it's kind of a catharsis and it releases emotions. Hmm. So, yeah.
I actually enjoy scary movies, but I never was thinking why I'm enjoying them.
We watched Kill Bill last night.
Oh, I saw it. It's an old movie.
Yeah, it's 2004. Uma Thurman, and it's a Quentin Tarantino, and it is just—I mean, it is just filled with, you know, arms and legs getting chopped off and all these things. But it has become a cult movie. But there's two of them, Part One and Part Two. So I don't know how we got to watching that, but it was an evening of Quentin Tarantino, which is about all you can take. Anyway, so what's the national day today?
Today's National Boy Scouts Day.
Okay. Yes.
Did you was a Boy Scout?
I was a Boy Scout. I was a Cub Scout and a Weebelo and then a Boy Scout. But I never got up to the Eagle status. Like, you know,
How many years you have to spend to grow up to the Eagle status?
To the Eagle? Well, it's not so many years as it is all the things you have to accomplish, you know, all these merit badges. And then, you know, you get into a group, and then you have to do things for the community. I mean, it's Eagle Scout. When you reach Eagle Scout, that's really an accomplishment. But I never got to that. And never, I kind of lost interest after I was 12 or something like that, 12 or 13. So, but I thoroughly endorse the program, and the Eagle Scouts that I've met are just fine people. Many of the astronauts, a couple of the presidents were Eagle Scouts. Most of them go on to be very much successful in their lives. That's cool. Okay. It's not going to rain today. Instead, we have heavy fog. It says patchy fog, but it looks pretty heavy to me since, you know, it's difficult to see beyond the block next to us. Widespread frost before 7 a.m. Increasing clouds with a high near 54. Tonight, mostly cloudy with low around 37. It was 36 this morning when I got into the truck. Friday, patchy frost before 7 a.m. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 53. And partly cloudy with a low around 36 tomorrow night. Now, Saturday and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. Sunny. No rain. Lows in the 40s and the highs will be in the high 50s. So it's going to be a great week coming up. Super Bowl weekend, the whole rest of the week's going to be good. So something to look forward to. Not too hot and get things done, and we can dry out a little bit. And the weather report's always brought to you by a locally owned, locally operated business, Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Propane's the same. It's the customer service, and Shasta Gas Propane gives outstanding customer service. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have payment plans. They truly treat their customers as friends. At Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business in Anderson. Okay, 7:10 in the morning. We have a new superintendent at the for Shasta County. Superintendent of Schools was selected yesterday. Now, only one candidate showed up. The other one could not make it for either a virtual or in person. However, they selected a gent by the name of Mike Freeman, who has been on the show several times. The board said this was they were selected by the Shasta County Board of Education. Said that they were impressed by Freeman. They still wanted to talk to the second candidate, give her a chance, but. Because, you know, that way you could compare Freeman with another candidate. But from what I know of Freeman, and like I said, he's been on the show a few times. He's been the executive officer, the number two to Flores for several years. His background, of course, is in education. And he got a job and starting in 2000 when he got a job teaching Spanish at Foothill High School. And then in 2006, became an assistant principal at Anderson Union High School. And from 2007 to 2012, he was principal at Mountain View Middle School in Redding. He moved on to become the superintendent and principal at Grant Elementary School in Redding from 2012 to 2019. And then he was a senior executive director of instructional services and became the associate superintendent of instructional services in 2022. So, I'm looking forward to having Mike back on the show so we can talk about his vision of where he thinks our education policy should be. He comes in and he's overseeing a budget of about $72 million and about 400 employees. His priorities are going to include literacy, student safety, digging into root causes of challenges like suspension and absenteeism, and ensuring student voices are heard in a healthy budget. Okay. Mike Freeman. All right. Let's take a quick break. There's a lot of things we want to talk about. But this is Open Line from 7 to 8 today. And if you've got something that you want to discuss, something coming up that you think people should know about, this is the time to call us. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at REU. REU has a program that supports electric vehicle purchase. And if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Redding Electric Utility does have rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Now, that vehicle can be a car, truck, or bike even. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Now, we had – Nick, you're going to have to wait till after the break, and then you can – I'll bring you on. At the Turtle Bay Auction – or at the Turtle Bay, forget Turtle Bay. At the One Safe Place Crab Feed, we had 20 auction items up there, and one of them was an electric bike that Susan Eastman, one of our advertisers, one of our friends from Stiefel Investments, bought. And she got the bike, She got a heavy chain to lock the bike up so it stays there, a helmet, the whole thing. Electric bikes. Now, see, I could see that because we live here in town and live close enough that when the weather starts not getting as foggy or rainy, about riding a bike to work if I don't have anything else to do that day. If you have to go to meetings and things, it may make it a little bit harder to meet people or take somebody to lunch unless they want to ride on the handlebars. But electric bikes, I know several people that have them and just swear by them. So, 7:15 in the morning, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 29-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven leader in law enforcement and government. Someone who gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
A new voice for the North State who will finally represent everyone in District 1.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Before by Mazzano for Assembly 2024.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while a floor of our jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill into our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Take me home tonight. I don't wanna let you go. Just say, hey, home tonight. This is only just another run and say.
Free-Fi Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station with Carl Bott today. Trish will be back next week. Good morning, everybody. 7:20 in the morning here on the 8th of February. It's about, 31 degrees out there. It feels like it, too. Let's go to the phones. Nick.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
What's
hey,
up?
Listen, you know, here in Shasta County, we have had so many times where an incumbent gets elected and then retires a year later, and their choice of replacements pretty much gets appointed and gets to run as an incumbent. And, boy, that's getting old. Now, if you're real happy with California's educational system that's gone from the top 10 to the bottom 10, you know, we need to keep doing that. If you want to turn it around, we need to get some new blood in there. This guy that's taken the head of the superintendent of schools, he might be the best guy in the world, but we need to change directions. That being said, I'd like to switch over to our media. I still haven't seen anything positive about Kevin Cry in any of the media except KCNR. It's getting awfully frustrating, and now Donnie in a news cafe has some gal that has come out and accused Kevin Cry of an alleged sexual assault 30 years ago in a little bathroom, he and another guy, and she waited for 30 years to go to the police or the school officials, her parents, or even her best friends to say anything about that.
I haven't seen that anywhere except what you just said.
Well, go to a news cafe and
read it. I don't read. I don't read a news cafe. It's just the way it is.
You don't like to see what the other side's saying?
It's not that at all. It's the vitriol. It's the things in there. I have the right not to read it, just like people have the right not to listen to me. I have the right to not read the news cafe because it doesn't interest me. Because, you know, like many things, it's, you know, it's disguised as news at times, and it's not. It's opinion. Now, the fact of what you just said, I find interesting because I don't see it in any of the other, you know, mainstream media. So, maybe they don't want to touch it because here somebody comes in with no way of proving it. And I mean, I don't know. I haven't read the article, and I won't. But the thing about it is somebody comes up, and you can say anything that happened 30 years ago. 30 years ago, I mean, what? When was he a student someplace, or was he – what was he?
He was a student.
Okay.
The reason
supposedly, this happened when he was a student 30 years ago. And, I mean, I could say the same thing that, you know, that the other day when you were in the office, you exposed yourself to me. Which is
a scary thought.
But no, you get what I'm saying here, though.
The other side is so I can bring to people's attention their dishonesty and the way they are deceiving us.
Well, the question I have here is it's one of the ads that I see on the internet, and they're talking about it says Recall Truth. It says, the governor has not appointed replacement county supervisors in all counties, and he will never have the last word. Well, that's true. He hasn't in all counties, but he has in some counties. And before they were saying, he hasn't appointed supervisors in any county. Well, he has. Now, it says District 1 voters will elect the supervisor to replace Kevin Cry for the remainder of his term if he's recalled. And that's true, but that election will be in, I guess, November, not March. It'll be in November. And then, but the instant that if Cry is recalled, he steps down in March. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know whether it is or not.
If the charter
went through, the supervisors would either appoint a replacement till the election, choose to leave the seat vacant, or call a special election. But I want to hitchhike on something you just said. Governor Newsom has, in fact, appointed replacement supervisors in five counties, Carl.
Yeah.
San Luis Obispo County, he appointed a supervisor. In Del Norte County, He replaced a Republican supervisor with a Democratic supervisor. In Ventura County, this is September 22, it was party for party. I'm assuming it's Democrat for Democrat. In Santa Barbara, in September 22, he replaced a supervisor. And in Yolo County, in October 23, he replaced a supervisor. So they've led us to believe that he doesn't do that very often, when, in fact, it's exactly the opposite.
Well, and they did not lie when they said it, because he hasn't done it in all counties, but he has done it in some counties. So,
well, he's done it in 5 out of 7.
Well, if you read what it says, what they said was true. But I was, you know, but I didn't realize it was 5. I thought it was only 3. So, okay. All right, Nick. Thank you.
Bye.
But that was what I meant, was when I see these things, you know, and as far as the News Cafe and somebody coming up and accusing Cry of this 30 years ago, it is interesting that they waited till now. I mean, I have not read the article, but now I guess I'll be forced to go over there and see what it says. Because, again, you know, just because I'm not into this believe everything somebody says because she's a woman. Don't believe, you know, believe everything he says because he's a man. You know, I kind of like to think that, okay, let's, you know, let's have some. I remember what they were accusing the guy that was going for the Supreme Court of, things that had happened 40 years ago. And then, you know, they had all of this. Oh, yeah, he did it. And found out that, no, there was no backup on that. There was nothing to back up the story. And it went away. So, okay. 5 Marines were found. The Marine Corps had a helicopter that crashed on a training mission. And I saw something that said they had found the helicopter, but they had not found but they were still looking for the bodies, which didn't make a lot of sense to me at that point. But then I guess maybe the way the story was written was perhaps that they found the helicopter, they just couldn't, you know, they couldn't positively say that the bodies were in the helicopter. It may have been destroyed that much. But they have found the 5 Marines, too, that were lost on the training mission. And that's something else that, you know, they may not be in combat, but we lose servicemen every year to training accidents, or mainly on helicopters or aircraft that go down. So prayers go out to the families of those 5 Marines. Lori, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to clarify something. You can do your own research, but when, in fact, Newsom appoints, if Kevin is recalled, it won't be voted on in November, because what happens is Newsom appoints for the remainder of the term, and Kevin would have a remainder of those 3 years left, or approximately.
I thought it went to the first election.
No.
Why? Well, wait a minute.
The remainder of the term.
Where does it say that? Everything I've seen up to now has said that he could appoint them for the interim until the next election.
Well,
they could even call it. They could even call a special election if they wanted to.
They could do that.
Yeah, but, you know, the next election's in November.
They can't. No, they can't, because it is, it's Newsom, because if, in fact, the appointment or a special election, which would be called by the board, that won't be effective until 2025.
Well, they could run in 2024 here in November, and they take office in January of 2025. So it would be between March and January. I think that's the way it works, Lori. But we got.
Well, okay. Well, you can check with the Secretary of State, and I will also get the verbiage for you. And
okay. And then if that's the case, I will say, I'm sorry, you were right.
Your research, I would be interested to where you read your research, though.
Thank you.
Do you know where you read your research?
We got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. To answer your question, that's what I have read before in numerous articles. I have not checked with the Secretary of State, but that's what I've been told and what I've read. But now I will. I'll go out and see. But I'm pretty sure that if somebody's recalled, it's just to the next election, next formal election, and that's in November. But I'll check. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. Local board of directors. They've been open for 17 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward. Excuse me. Since that day they opened, they have 4 branches: 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, and 1 down in Anderson. They are the sponsors for many local organizations and events. You see their name everywhere, plus a lot of the construction downtown. Cornerstone Community Bank, moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Hobbs, running for supervisor in District 2. We need to fight tyrannical state overreach in this county, and I'm just the person for the job. Shasta must maintain its sovereignty. A vote for me is a vote for local control over hand-counted elections, no state-funded windmills or other green energy nonsense, and absolutely no mask mandates or lockdowns. Make Shasta great again and vote for Laura Hobbs on March 5th. And visit me at VoteLauraHobbs.com for more info.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while the floor of our jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Laura Hobbs. As supervisor, I will fight for all the citizens of Shasta County. Some of the issues I care about are hand-counted elections at the precincts, a fair and just settlement for the victims of the Igo Ono fire and the Acid Canal debacle, and defending Shasta's sovereignty from tyrannical state-down control. I'm against the windmills in Shasta County, and I support the Second Amendment. To find out more, visit VoteLauraHobbs.com. Vote Laura Hobbs on March 5th and make Shasta great again.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for supervisor. District 2, 2024.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name. Because there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with soon to be Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Trish has been on vacation and leave and will be back, she tells me, next week. So I can't wait. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Voted number one in the Record Searchlight's Best of the North State. And the reason is they are the best in the North State. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. It's locally owned, locally operated. They have great selections of jewelry. They're super people. I mean, why not go to Four Winds Jewelry? And guess what? Valentine's Day is less than a week off. Perhaps a quick visit to see Rebecca or Henry down there, and you may find the right present remembrance for your loved one at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Dr. Patty Bay used to have a show on our station, and it was a wonderful show. And but she and Laura Ingalls have just been named the awards winners for Counselors of the Year for 2024. She's at Sycamore Elementary School, and Laura is at Shasta County Office of Education. Patty teaches social-emotional learning for transitional kindergarten through fifth-grade students at Sycamore Elementary, while Ingalls contributes to the Shasta County Independent Study and Juvenile Court School. Be interesting to have them on. I think we'll try. I know we can probably get Patty on. We'll try and get Laura on, too. I think it's cool that they recognize counselors that are playing such a big part in schools, helping kids transition during that very difficult time as they age, and then working with kids that have gotten into the court system. It's not an easy job, but big congratulations to all of them. The Trump case, President Trump's case, is now at the Supreme Court. This is the one that is saying, do states have the right to keep a president's name or a candidate's name off the ballot? Is he disqualified from running for office? Colorado and Maine have moved to do so, which would be, in Trump's opinion and his lawyers, would be anti-democratic and violate the rights of tens of millions of Americans who want to vote for Trump. But allowing him to run again after he refused to accept the 2020 loss, which led to the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol, would violate an anti-insurrectionist provision of the Constitution, the other side argues. But he hasn't been found guilty of that. He hasn't even gone to court over that. So how can you keep him off the ballot without, you know, you can say, oh, he's the one that caused January 6th, which, frankly, I don't believe that he had that big a thing to do with it at that point. That's my opinion, but then again, I haven't heard all the facts. Does he have a right to be on the ballot? If the Supreme Court says they have the right to keep him off the ballot, then trust me, there's going to be like another 20 states that'll do that, and that just, you know, pounds the final nail into the coffin. I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're going to find is that, you know what, there's been no official proceedings that says he's guilty of anything except defaming a woman that he ends up having to pay $48 million to because she said he had called her crazy, among other things. So, but this is big. This is big. Now, the last time they voted on anything like this was, remember, during Gore and Bush, for you that are old enough, when the court said, okay, there's been enough counts, there's been enough recounts, we have to move on. And George Bush became president of the United States, Jr. It's a pretty big case. I don't understand if, and this is just me, I'm not a lawyer or a legal head here, but it seems to me unless he's been found guilty of something like that, which he hasn't even been to court yet, how can you keep him off just because you don't like him? That you believe, I mean, it would be like somebody saying, okay, I believe President Biden has disobeyed the law on purpose to keep the border open or whatever. Make something up. And we're going to take him off the ballot of Texas and Alabama. I mean, if this thing starts, does it mean then that states have the right just because they think something to start pulling people off the ballot? California, even California said, no, that's a bridge too far. We're not even going to look at that. And, you know, California. So, it'll be interesting. We made a video here. Christina, tell everybody what our video's about.
Hi, dear listeners. So we made a small video, a show, kind of we record our show that we have here about how to manage your trash, how to dispose it right, and we make like some shortcuts and really interesting different videos about in Reading, how to do it, where you can find it, about our transfer station, Paul Quillen, and you can all find it on KCNR channel. I am opening the public link right now, and you will see the link or our Facebook.
Yeah, we interviewed Paul Clemen, and he who's head of solid waste, and Christina's done just a wonderful job. And we've taken that interview, and we've cut it all the way down to 12 minutes, but with things in between, too, not just the interview, but instructions, parts of commercials that they've run and all this. So hopefully it makes it clear about if you decide that you're going to do this, which is iffy in some cases. If you've decided to do this, just go to our KCNR channel on YouTube. And how do you get to that? Is that just go to YouTube and go KCNR?
Yes, KCNR 96.5. Or after the show today, you will see the link in our Facebook page.
There you
where
go.
Everybody can just jump in.
It's Christina did a wonderful job. So if you get a chance, take a look at that. Take a look and let us know if you like
and
that.
And also, it's just like important to know how to manage it because it's all in our hands to protect our planet.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is that people, it's funny that we're going back to the future, right, where we used to do that. You used to put all your table scraps and all that into paper bags and then drop them in the trash can, and they would take them. Well, that's what you're doing. You're taking all your table scraps, coffee grounds, eggshells, all that stuff, putting it into a paper bag, taking it out, and you're dumping it into your green cans, where you've got your grass clippings and leaves and all those things. And then in your blue can, which a lot of people, I try to recycle in the sense of putting paper and, you know, bottles and all that kind of stuff in it. And then your gray can, which I'm cutting back on the size of my gray can because I used to put everything in that. So I'm cutting back on that and saving money. I'm, you know, styrofoam, other things, glass bottles maybe. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, Lori's going to tell me where I have erred in my assumption that about the elections. But first, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
How could we dance when our earth is burning? Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We'll be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Mark Mazzano is a 29-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven leader in law enforcement and government. Someone who gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
A new voice for the North State who will finally represent everyone in District 1.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mazzano for Assembly 2024.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:50 in the morning here on the 8th of February, and it's about 32 degrees out there. The weather today is going to be nice. It's going to, even though a little bit cloudy, but high around 54 and a low around 37 tomorrow. Sunny. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, sunny with highs near 59, 58, lows in the 40s. So tonight, though, it's going to be around 37. Last night was pretty chilly, and the fog is still out there. If you're just getting up and looking outside, no, your eyes aren't foggy. It's foggy outside. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business in Anderson, right here in Shasta County. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. Okay, Lori, which one of us was right? Hello, Lori.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
So which one of us was right, or are we both kind of right?
I'm a different Lori. I'm Lori with Shasta County Citizen Journalist. The other Lori that called in is Lori Jones, wife of former chair Patrick Henry Jones.
Oh.
There's a lot of Loris out here.
Okay, I just kind of thought it was you.
That's okay.
All right.
And one small comment is when we're on hold, we don't get to hear what's on the radio like we used to. So a lot of times when a host goes, caller so-and-so, we don't get plugged in until later. So it sounds like we're all lost or confused, and we're not. We're patiently waiting to go on the air.
I'll check with the producers on that.
I appreciate that because I know it happens a lot on Sunday when I sometimes call in. Uh-huh. I'm very happy to hear about Patty Bay and Laura Ingalls as being honored for Clinician Therapist Counselor of the Years, I think what you said. And I wanted to respond to the issue with online troll rag media. Where to begin? This is exactly what you brought up, Carl, is that this happened with Kavanaugh just before a crucial vote was to happen. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, somebody comes out, and regarding this issue here, it just sounds like, where'd they fish this person up? They won't give the name. 30 years later, so we're looking at statute of limitations likely in California. I think there is some kind of limitation.
I'm not sure there is because California passed that law, as did New York, which is what caught Trump back there, that for a year, they say for a year, it doesn't make any difference how long ago it was, you can bring charges up. I know somebody that was caught in that from here. That happened 25 years, 30 years ago.
Right.
And somebody said, you did this. So, but I think there's a limit on it, and that's something you could really check to see how long they said, okay, now you can bring them, bring sexual-related charges no matter how long it goes. So there was no name associated to it, which that doesn't surprise me.
No, and then we look at, you know, how extreme people are. This is the March 5th elections coming up. How handy-dandy is that, that it's super close, they can't get what they want or need or whatever way they want to run a smear campaign. I'm calling to let people know that Kevin has offered, and I'm not in District 1, but at Kaleidoscope Cafe over there across from Orchard Nutrition, there, he has a meeting for the public from 8 to 9 a.m. And this time, today, I'm hearing that, and this was announced at the last Board of Supervisor meetings by Chair Cry, that the sheriff, the DA, CEO, legal counsel, whomever, will be meeting sometime today, Thursday, to address one of the employees who tends to act out impulse control issues, breaks up the meeting, disturbances, and people are wondering why can't a citation be made. So that raggy online local, I don't even want to call it media, employs this very person. And I brought this up. So there's a lot of swampiness, a lot of disingenuous
So what are you saying? Are they going? Are they meeting so that they can, you know, if somebody continues to disrupt the meetings, that they could issue a citation?
Well, that's what they're going to look into, is what options do they have? Because currently we have Securitas, a private security, they're only more for conflict resolution, verbal dialogue, maybe some physical, but they don't put their hands on anyone. They're not going to
arrest them. If there was violence, then they could react to that, but. Yeah. So,
or the sheriff, or they don't do anything either. So I'm just letting people know, if you are in District 1 and if you happen to see this muddy mess, I'm not going to take any more time because I've been through so much with her, and so have other people, and her ilk, her quote unquote fake news people. They're just beyond description. And I don't usually go to that unless somebody tells me, hey, Laura, you better take a look at how bad this is going. And they implicate, oh, this person is just the worst. And the lady in the chat room, you don't go anywhere and you don't see the real person that I'm talking about. So try not to comment if you don't know what you're commenting about. And you got her last name wrong as well. Anyway, anything more, Carl?
No, thank you. But, you know, two Loris. You know.
I know. Maybe another one will call in.
She's kind of sounded like you. But after I hear your voice, no, she doesn't.
No, it was. And I was like, oh, someone's going to confuse this because I don't even know what.
Okay.
Got it. All right, have a good day.
Thank
Bye.
You. Oh. I still want to find out about it. Secretary of State. I can't look it up right now because I'm in the middle of a show. But we'll see. I'll try to clear this up tomorrow. I've got it down as a note to do. Gosh, Super Bowl coming up this weekend. Christina, do you watch football, American football? Tell the truth.
Soccer, yes, but football, America, no.
No, you don't. It's amazing the amount of money that's going to be bet on this game. One of our employees came in yesterday and said, who's going to win and what do you think the score is going to be? Now, if I knew that, I would probably make a couple of dollar bet on the game if I could predict the score and the winner. And so what do you do? So I go to the, you know, I said odds, you know, the Super Bowl champion odds, which was a big mistake because I'm not a bettor. I'm not a gambler on things like that. And they give odds, and I have no idea what they're talking about. I probably need to sit down and have a class with somebody that understands it. It says when the odds are this and this, and it's up above or below, and blah, 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 plus five, bottom, you know, unless it's this, and it's, you know, minus seven. So I went to artificial intelligence. Are you ready for this? I looked it up and got three artificial intelligence sites that predicted who the winner was going to be. Artificial intelligence now. All three of them predicted, and don't hate me for this, Kansas City Chiefs were going to win. Kansas City Chiefs were going to win, according to the artificial intelligence, which, you know, it sucks everything out of the internet, everything that's published, plus who knows what else it's, you know, it's makers that stuck in there. Maybe they're all from Kansas City. They said Kansas City is going to win. And the score is going to be, there were three different AI sites, three different scores. And they were all close, though. So I chose the 31-28 Kansas City. And I told one of our fellow workers here what that is. And he wrote it down because he doesn't watch football. I could have gone 27-24, which is also up there. But here's the bottom line is, people out there don't listen to AI. Linda, when she listens to Mad Dog Sports, and she does, she is, you know, people call in there. And so if she's listening to it in the car, I usually listen to it in the car. People call in with all of these facts. I mean, these are just listeners. These aren't the hosts who should be doing that. These are listeners that come in with all of these nuances and all of these things that says, well, yeah, but, you know, it was reported that player, blah, blah, is, you know, had a, you know, he's got an ingrown hair on his thigh. You know, that could slow him down, and, you know, that could do that. You know, I mean, it's just things like that. I just find it extremely interesting. Now, do I bet on the Super Bowl? Yeah. I bet. I don't get into who's going to score first, the score of the game, who's going to kick the first field goal. Is the field goal going to be plus 30, over 30? You know, all those things. No. I just take a look. And at the last minute, change my mind and bet on the winner. That's how I do it. And how successful have I been? Well, if I do that, I've been pretty successful. I probably 75% of the time I can do that. But you get into things like what the score is going to be, never, ever close. So I don't bet on those things. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news, and we come back. Simpson University is going to join us. They've got a lot of things going on there, and we're going to be discussing it with them. So, Reading's hometown university. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health. Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden is mourning the loss of five Marines killed in a helicopter crash in Southern California.
The five were killed when their helicopter went down late Tuesday night during stormy weather in the mountains outside of San Diego. They were on a routine training mission. In a White House statement, the president extended his condolences, saying, "As we mourn this profound loss, we honor their selfless service and ultimate sacrifice."
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A half dozen victims unaccounted for after a shooting and fire at a home outside Philadelphia.
Authorities say police officers came under fire while responding to a 911 call that an 11-year-old girl had been shot at a house in East Lansdowne, Pennsylvania, Wednesday afternoon. One officer was shot in the arm, another in the leg, and had to be dragged to safety. Soon afterwards, the three-story house erupted in flames.
We are afraid there might be more than one person in that house.
Jack Stolzheimer is the district attorney for Delaware County.
There are at least 6 to 8 people who are unaccounted for from that family. It is our terrible fear that they may be inside that house when it was burned.
Investigators are trying to piece together what led to the shooting and fire. Stolzheimer said there were no further threats to the community from that house. I'm Jennifer King.
The nation's highest court is considering the Colorado Supreme Court's ruling that former President Trump should not appear on the state's primary ballot. Today's arguments are historic as the U.S. Supreme Court considers for the first time the meaning and reach of the Constitution's Civil War era insurrection clause, and Mr. Trump has not been charged with insurrection. The former president expected to sweep today's Republican caucuses in Nevada. Meanwhile, Democrat Marianne Williamson has dropped her bid for the Democratic presidential nomination. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 71 points, while the Nasdaq is trading 54 points higher, the S&P currently unchanged. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
A Russian opposition candidate who has called for peace in Ukraine been barred from appearing on the ballot in the upcoming presidential election.
Boris Nadezhdin, a local legislator in a town near Moscow, has been refused permission to run as a candidate in Russia's upcoming presidential elections. He was required by law to gather at least 100,000 signatures in support of his candidacy. The Central Election Commission declared more than 9,000 signatures submitted by Nadezhdin's campaign invalid, which was enough to disqualify him. Nadezhdin has openly called for a halt to the conflict in Ukraine and for starting a dialogue with the West. I'm Karen Chamas.
Haiti's Prime Minister is urging calm in a public address following 3 days of violent protests that have paralyzed Haiti. Thousands of demonstrators demanding his resignation. Brief speech aired early today. People are angry and frustrated over unrelenting gang violence and deepening poverty. Townhall.com. Mexico surpassed China as a leading source of goods imported into the U.S.
The shift reflects the growing tensions between Washington and Beijing, as well as U.S. efforts to import from countries that are friendlier and closer to home. Figures released by the U.S. Commerce Department show that the value of goods imported to the United States from Mexico rose nearly 5% from 2022 to 2023 to more than $475 billion. At the same time, the value of Chinese imports tumbled 20%. The last time that Mexican goods imported to the United States exceeded the value of China's imports was in 2002. Keith Peters reporting.
Automaker Honda saw a nice bump in profits in the latest quarter, 3.5% increase from a year earlier, and Tokyo-based Honda raked in $1.7 billion from October through December. Stronger demand in the U.S. and Europe partially responsible. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark, except Trish isn't here. She'll be back next week. She's been kind of on an extended vacation, an extended assignment. It's 8:05 in the morning here on the 8th of February, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can reach us at 530-605-4567. It's the hotline into the studios. Christina's here with me today. Good morning, my Ukrainian royalty.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. As always, be happy to be at work.
And you know what? You always are happy to be at work. Yeah, and which is good. You must have a wonderful working environment.
I'm trying to make it.
I was talking about me. Oh, okay. It's National Boy Scouts Day. What else is it?
Do we have it's another also, one? Also a National Iowa Day. Have you ever been there?
Where?
Iowa, state of Iowa.
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 Okay.
Thank you. Iowa. I don't even know how to spell it. Iowa.
No. Okay. Iowa. It's
in
Ukraine, corn. It's got a lot of corn in Iowa, and they produce cattle and corn and crops. It's the heartland. It's the part that they call it the fly across portion of America. You know, you've got to live on the coast. Well, no, but everything good comes out of the heartland there. Okay, national. I love it. Okay, so our YouTube video on how to take care of trash here in Reading is now posted on Facebook and YouTube, and it's a 12-minute version of everything you need to know to handle the new trash policies here in Reading, California, well, in all of California. And it's all done by Christina, and she did a wonderful job on it. So you can go and take a look at it. I sent it off to Paul Clemens, the solid waste guy. So I haven't heard back yet, but then I haven't checked my emails yet this morning. See if you liked it. Okay. Well, I'm here with Simpson University, mm-hmm. and I'm here with Allison Hall.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Norm Slostead. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, you did, Carl. Most people butcher it, but you did a wonderful job.
Allison's with the advancement department, and Norm is the multi-area director of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
That's correct.
Okay.
FCA.
And there's something coming up here.
Yes, we have a major event that comes up. It's a signature event for FCA in partnership with Simpson University. And it is the Night of Champions. And it is an incredible opportunity for the youth here in the North State to come to a premier Christian youth rally event, and we are excited about it. It's April 13th, and includes a barbecue, includes action sports exhibition, that is skateboarders and BMX bikers doing stunts and such. They'll also give a testimony about their relationship with Jesus Christ, and then we'll go indoors for the main program, and we got an exciting program lined up, so we're very thrilled.
Well, you've reached out here for a whole lot of things. You've got 4 or 5 speakers, and all types of things. You check in. You have the sports exhibition starting at 6, and then at 7 o'clock, the main program. What's the sports exhibition going to be? Again, you probably just told me. And
we basically have a portion of the parking lot. So while everyone's eating up their barbecue and enjoying time together eating around a meal, they get to watch an exhibition of skateboarding and BMX biking demonstration with ramps and landing pads and such like that. And
And helmets.
And helmets. Helmets. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Helmets.
Yeah,
yeah. Everybody has their helmet on.
So it is, it's going to be a great opportunity for, you know, kids to come out and see that. So we're looking at, you know, 13 through high school. So, the teen years are what we're kind of targeting.
Okay. So, does this cost? Oh, it's free admission. It's even better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Free admission, barbecue, t-shirt, and prize drawings. Now, is it difficult to get people to this?
It can be. Last year was our first one. So
yeah,
it was our first annual. And so we're thrilled. And Simpson is a great partner. We have a similar mission and vision for our role here in the community. And so it's an exciting opportunity for people to come out and see the university. In fact, we have tours they can call in if they go to the website. They can actually register for a tour of the university with our admission staff, and they can start that as early as 4 in the afternoon. And so that's just an exciting opportunity for them to get to see a, you know, a premier Christian university right here in the North State.
And it is a premier university. It's beyond Christian university, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a Christian university, but it's hitting in all cylinders right now. And they're getting ready to increase the size of the engine here pretty soon. Tell us what the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is.
Sure. We're a Christian worldwide sports ministry. We now have over 2,900 staff worldwide. We're in 116 countries. And our mission is to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes. And we believe that coaches have an incredible impact on young people, and that athletes oftentimes have great influence on their campus and their peers. And so we want to help encourage them, equip them, and empower them to just have a positive impact on their campus community.
Okay. And how many members are in this?
Here in, let's say, in Shasta County, we call them huddles. They're
uh-huh.
basically student clubs. But we have a huddle now on every public high school here in Shasta County. The last one has been Central Valley, and we just certified the advisor for that. And so he'll be working to launch a huddle on that campus. And so that will mean that we'll have, like I said, a huddle on every public school.
There was a coach that was fired for praying after the game. Went all the way to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And then they said, guess what? He can do that.
Yeah.
And he was hired back, got all his back pay, and then he quit the next day. It was a matter of pride, and he was making a stand. Mm. What I see, and I've seen it more and more and more, is professional athletes expressing their love of or their belief in Christ and God, and during interviews,
yeah.
You know, and one of them was actually I forget which one. It was a quarterback. It was when he said that you know he gave you know that you know gives his life to God. And they cut it out of the interview.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw that or not, but then it was I think ESPN, and then but it was covered on other ones, and they brought it back in like that. Do you see this as, I mean, it's probably not a surprise to you, but it just seems like there's more and more of this in professional sports, especially football.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that football tends to do that. And I don't know if it's just because they get interviewed after the game more frequently. I don't
Maybe
know.
That's
but
it.
But yeah, both teams in the Super Bowl this Sunday.
Both quarterbacks.
And Purdy, both of them are very, you know, outspoken about their faith.
And then you'll see players from both teams after the mm-hmm. after the game. They don't show it a lot, but it happens. They get into a prayer circle afterwards.
Yeah.
And, I know. It just seems like there's been more and more of it. And see it in a lot of college players also.
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe that they're not afraid to express their faith.
Yeah.
Which not doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Well, we're excited that we have a huddle on the campus of Simpson University.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, of course, Simpson has really grown in terms of their sports and their athletics. And I've added new teams every year.
Oh, yeah. You think? And I'm pushing for the next one. I've got Dr. Hall interested in it.
What sport?
Well, we're going to talk about that after we get back from this break. Okay. And we will be right back.
All right.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Hobbs, running for supervisor in District 2. We need to fight tyrannical state overreach in this county, and I'm just the person for the job. Shasta must maintain its sovereignty. A vote for me is a vote for local control over hand-counted elections, no state-funded windmills or other green energy nonsense, and absolutely no mask mandates or lockdowns. Make Shasta great again and vote for Laura Hobbs on March 5th. And visit me at VoteLauraHobbs.com for more info.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Laura Hobbs. As supervisor, I will fight for all the citizens of Shasta County. Some of the issues I care about are hand-counted elections at the precincts, a fair and just settlement for the victims of the Aigo Ono fire and the Acid Canal debacle, and defending Shasta's sovereignty from tyrannical state-down control. I'm against the windmills in Shasta County, and I support the Second Amendment. To find out more, visit VoteLauraHobbs.com. Vote Laura Hobbs on March 5th and make Shasta great again.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts, so shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial or delays and they don't explain it, you need to have somebody that understands the worker compensation laws, and that's Patrick Gorman. You can give him a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. We all know work injuries can be life-changing, not only for you, but your family. Have somebody in there that understands it, that understands what you rate for these injuries, the treatments, the medical help, all of this. So that's Patrick Gorman. Give them a call, 530-262-2168, free consultation. I'm here with Simpson University and Allison Hall, who is in the advancement side of Simpson, and then Norm Slosted, who is the California Northern State Multi-Area Director for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And and the last thing we said was that Simpson has just really expanded in their athletics. It started, I think we had basketball and baseball and softball. Mm-hmm. And then when Dr. Hall came in, and full disclosure, Allison Hall is Dr. Norm Hall's wife.
His first wife.
His first wife. Okay. First wife.
Yes.
First. I know why you said that.
The university gets this love and affection.
You
also
said that just to let him know. Don't count your chickens here.
No, he knows.
Yeah, don't get complacent.
That's right.
Buddy.
That's right.
There you go. Anyway, that was cute. And then the first thing he started was bass fishing. Mm-hmm. And you think to yourself, come on, bass fishing?
Best in the West, baby.
Best in the West. Mm-hmm. They came on. They have become a top-rated team. Mm-hmm. They've got national backing from two organizations. I know Black Bear Diner's one of them because Bruce Dean is a bass fisherman.
Yes, sir.
And so he's backing the team, sponsoring it. And then the other one is, this guy's back from, like, Missouri.
He's a beef jerky guy.
Beef, yeah.
I'm so sorry. I've forgotten the last
one. So do I, but I saw it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We saw it live.
Huge.
And it's a huge company. And he took a look at the program. And he thought, guess what? I'm in.
They only sponsor, I think, 4 universities in the nation. And
that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And those are, like, large universities.
Yeah.
And then he also selected some.
Yeah.
Now, there's a rumor that I started.
Uh-huh.
Is that Simpson may be looking at expanding into another arena. Perhaps, just perhaps, they're looking at a rodeo team.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Well, you know, Simpson University is Redding's hometown university, and we're always trying to lean into the community and see how we can grow our program and feed the community. So it's an amazing opportunity that we're researching all sorts of options.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it's going to happen, but it just happens that one of your people there is a collegiate barrel racer and understands rodeo, and we've got so many experts around here and an arena and all the accessories around here, contractors.
Absolutely.
You got a lot of people interested in it, and people don't realize how big rodeo teams are.
It's a huge part of Shasta and Redding. Yeah. Absolutely. A shout out to Erin Clendenin, now Phillips, for her part of that.
Well, but you'll see colleges and universities all over the United States that have these programs, which allows kids to come in that have been in high school rodeos and have grown up in it, that they then go to universities on scholarships.
Absolutely.
Get their degrees and move on in their lives. Some of them to go pro, some of them not. But it's just like anything else. But it's football, softball, baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Gives them a chance to go to university on a scholarship and then graduate and go on with their lives.
Well, we know our students want a full experience at university, and that includes playing sports and leads into our Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Before I was here, I ran a huddle in the Midwest. And I can see the influence that that has and the impact that it has on students to stand first for Jesus in their faith and show that on the court, on the field, wherever they're playing. And at the end, then be able to huddle up and have a prayer and thank the Lord for, first of all, safety while they're playing, the abilities they've been blessed with, and just sharing the word.
I don't think you'll see a lot of them praying to God to win.
No, it's not about that.
It's not about that. It's about to keep people safe.
Yes.
And to do their very best.
Yes. No. Absolutely. And I think we'll see that in our athletes as well. After the volleyball games, for example, they do that. We're encouraging that all the way through. And our huddle is growing over those last couple of years on campus.
Now, you're in the advancement branch.
Yes.
Are you working there for special activities?
Help with organizing events, do a little travel with Dr. Hall, and just really try to partnership and make friends.
Okay. You're a friendly person.
I try.
Okay, but was it Ken White?
Ken White is the boss man in there.
Yeah,
and Ken knows everybody. He's amazing. He really is. Good
I've
guy.
Known Ken a long time.
Uh-huh.
And have watched him move through different, I don't know, spheres of Reading in
yes.
Shasta County.
Yes.
He even left the area for a while.
He did, and then he missed us so much, he came back.
He came back.
We're delighted.
And he's
yes.
worked, I think, with Good News Rescue Mission
yes.
and
mm-hmm.
several other charitable organizations. And, ending up there at Simpson is really, I think, a good find for both sides
mm-hmm.
on this. So what does advancement do? What's the advancement division do?
We reach out, make friends, see who would like to partner with the university and offer financial support, mainly in scholarship for students to make sure that it's affordable. Lean into the possibility of partnering with, for example, the new building we're putting up for the STEM building.
The STEM building?
So, yeah, anybody that'd like to offer a donation or a partner with that, we're always interested in building and collaborating with community members.
Now, the new STEM building, let's talk about that. The new science, technology, engineering, and math.
Which will also host a Veteran Success Center.
Which I was going to just
yes.
bring it. Part of that is going to be the Veteran Success Center, where they're going to have their own offices, computer areas, liaison areas
yes.
there for our veterans. And I think there's, I don't know, 70 veterans out there now?
We're
like
in
that.
The upper 70s, correct.
Upper 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, Simpson is a good place for our veterans in that we need to get that word out even more to the ones that are, they're getting out. They've done their 4 years,
mm-hmm.
6 years, 8 years, whatever, and they're getting out. And now they're kind of in a quandary which way they should go.
Mm-hmm.
They want to go to school, but they're not sure where or mm-hmm. what. And we have so much to offer up here in Shasta County
Absolutely.
And the North State that you can come and get a great education, but you can also be outdoors all the time, that you can, you can work while you're here, and that the GI Bill takes care of your education. So, no, I think this is a perfect fit because people don't realize how many young Christians that we have in the military.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of them.
And we have a young man, Andrew Tuggle, who's taking care of all those individuals exceptionally well. We'll walk them through the process of getting their veterans financial support
mm-hmm.
and walk them all the way through.
Well, when I got my teaching certificate from Simpson, I had to go through the Byzantine VA system
yeah.
to get my, to get the GI Bill. And here's what I really liked about Simpson was that they took care of that, and they said, don't worry about paying anything up front because we know you're going to get it. You've got it, and we're just running through the process. Then. Mm. And then they took care of that. I didn't have to worry about it. I went through the certification process and then got my teaching degree for California
uh-huh.
and then taught here. When I first came back, when I got out of the Marines, which was good training to teach, just coming back out of Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, my hat's off, of course, to educators. And Simpson,
we thank you for your service.
Well, it's an honor to serve this country. But Simpson used to be known as nursing, teaching.
Still are.
I know, but, I mean, those were like...
Yes.
That was it.
Yes.
It's changed dramatically.
Again, leaning into what our community, what the North State needs. So we added on to engineering, computer information, and a variety of other areas. So we can...
MBA.
Yes. And then partnering with community organizations that can have internships. As Dr. Hall would say, you can always lean into a job, but when you build a relationship, it's harder to leave. So that's why we're really pushing into the internships. And that's why we like to partner with Fellowship of Christian Athletes. It's a huge organization that's impacting young lives and leading them on a path that will help them have a foundation in good and truth and a source of strength, learning how to pray for others. And that's what we want our students to be like.
And help others.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're here with Norm Slotstedt, who is the Fellowship of Christian Athletes multi-area director up here, and Allison Hall, who's in the advancement division. And we're going to be right back after these messages, but this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, the only place I've had my hair cut since I've lived in Redding. And I find it a super place just to visit. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a family-owned business. It's locally owned, locally operated. I get great haircuts. I call them at 530-244-9478, make an appointment. So I just can wander in there and wander out. Or you can just walk in. If they got an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a barbershop, my friends, not a hair salon. It's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
You better not feel the mood.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Hobbs, running for supervisor in District 2. We need to fight tyrannical state overreach in this county, and I'm just the person for the job. Shasta must maintain its sovereignty. A vote for me is a vote for local control over hand-counted elections, no state-funded windmills or other green energy nonsense, and absolutely no mask mandates or lockdowns. Make Shasta great again and vote for Laura Hobbs on March 5th. And visit me at VoteLauraHobbs.com for more info.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Laura Hobbs. As supervisor, I will fight for all the citizens of Shasta County. Some of the issues I care about are hand-counted elections at the precincts, a fair and just settlement for the victims of the Igo Ono fire and the Acid Canal debacle, and defending Shasta's sovereignty from tyrannical state-down control. I'm against the windmills in Shasta County, and I support the Second Amendment. To find out more, visit VoteLauraHobbs.com. Vote Laura Hobbs on March 5th and make Shasta great again.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
The Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We have teamed up with the Flag Center, and we're giving you a chance to win an American flag. This is a top quality flag, by the way. These colors aren't going to run. They're not going to fade, and they're going to last a long time. Now, we're going to give away a flag tomorrow at 8:15. And how do you qualify? Just call in right now at 530-605-4566. Give us your name and a phone number, and we'll put you in the drawing. Second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page and look for the American flag and type your name in the comments, and we will get your name into our drawing. And tomorrow morning at 8:15, Linda and I will draw a name, and you've just won an American flag from the Flag Center. Okay. I'm here with Simpson University. Christina is standing by. You get to talk to Christina if you call 530-605-4567 or 66. With Allison Hall from Simpson University and Advancement Center, and Norm Slostick, who is the California North State Multi-Area Director for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And they're having the Night of Champions on April 13th out at Simpson. This is the second annual Night of Champions, and they're serious about it. They're bringing in the big guns out here. So can you tell everybody who's going to be there?
Yeah, I will. Our keynote speakers are, one is Leah O'Brien Amico, and she's a three-time gold medalist as a member of the USA softball team, and she also was a two-time world champion and was inducted into the National Softball Hall of Fame in 2009. And she is just a wonderful individual that has a lot of experience speaking. And she's going to be coming and talking about what it means to be a leader on your campus. And we're just excited to have her, and she's going to be a delight to have on our campus. And then Salim Kayla. Salim is actually on the campus ministry staff at Houston Christian University. And he is called upon quite frequently to actually do guest chaplain work. He's spoken, you know, to the Texans there, to the Rockets, to the Rice University Owls, as well as speaking at a number of high schools on behalf of FCA. So he's a wonderful guy, a personal friend of my wife and mine's. And he's going to come and actually give the closing message and invitation. And so we're just excited to have those two. And then we have a couple local guys, actually. Cody LaBoy is a member of the Ambassador Skateboard team that travels, and they do exhibitions and give their testimony. And he happens to be currently the middle school pastor at Little Country Church here in town. And so he's going to be performing with the team, and then we're going to interview him as part of the program. And then Jarrett Brantley. Jarrett grew up in the Reading area, went to Liberty Christian High School, and then spent some time back in Florida as a professional wakeboarder. And he's a action sports enthusiast, and he's going to be doing some BMX biking with a team that he's put together. And we'll be interviewing him with Cody as part of the program. So those are kind of our four featured guests for the evening, and we're just thrilled to be able to present those to the community.
It's amazing that a professional BMX guy and, you know, skateboarder.
Well, he was a professional wakeboarder.
Okay. But yeah. Now he puts on BMX exhibitions. They've got a photo of him upside down in the air. As I assume he's making a flip here. And he's going to land on and hit the, you know, make his...
The inflatable landing.
Yeah, on that. Skateboards came out when I was in high school. The first skateboards. They were like
probably metal wheels or
metal wheels, 4 inches wide.
Yeah, I remember those.
4 to 5 inches wide, and you know when they made that song, Jan and Dean, grab your skateboard and come bust your butt with me or something like that. I mean, they were serious about it. You could, you know, you'd get on it, and there wasn't anybody I knew because there were, you know, knee pads, elbow pads, helmets, no. I mean, people coming in all screwed up over that. when it first came out. And now you look at them, I mean, it's like jumping into a limousine in driving. So, yeah. And how much our world's changed on that. Now, Leo O'Brien Amico, 3 times Olympic gold medalist. So that was 12 years.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And that she played on the American softball team. Mm-hmm. Are they still, for some reason, I think the women's softball is still, they are still huge in national competition. I don't know why I think that, but it just seems to me that they're always in the finals.
Yeah, I haven't tracked or kept up with that as well, but I mean, I do believe that women's softball here in the United States is still a very active and one of the top women's sports being played today.
So. Now, I've got another sport for you.
Well, hang on a minute now.
Oh, okay.
I would say Simpson University softball team has
been stellar for years.
For as long as I've been here. I think they were the national champions 1 year since I've been here.
I believe so. And they're headed off on a missions trip this summer, and I'm delighted and thrilled for them to be going to do some service.
And where are they going?
I believe they're going to, but in Hawaii. I'm not sure exactly where.
We have
nine groups going out on missions, and softball team is heading one of them, and I'm just delighted for them.
Well, they could be going to Kauai. And be helping to
clean up there.
Hey, by the way, the bass team that, you know, people go bass team, but this is another huge sport that's kind of under the surface there, or right on the, you know, it doesn't get all the headlines. But you've got hundreds and hundreds of teams all over the United States because you don't have to have a huge facility to have a bass fishing team. And the Simpson team is best in the West. They're highly rated. And we said how Black Bear Diner was one of their sponsors. And the other one was Bradford.
Yep.
Jerky. Is it jerky?
They do all sorts of, but the jerky is tasty. Lots of options there.
Yeah, Bradford. And we saw them live when he was saying why he did it. He did it because he thought the school was a great school, and he met the young men. And I don't know if there's a woman yet on the team.
There is a young lady on the
team,
yes.
Young lady on the team now. And that he thought they were quality people, and he was glad to support this.
It's fabulous.
Forever. Mm-hmm. I think the word he used was forever.
It is. It's a lifetime commitment.
Wow.
Yes.
That's cool. Okay. When I'm kind of like flipping through the channels or I'm looking at what's playing, it's the Collegiate Championship Cornhole Tournament.
Mm. Oh, trust
me.
Yeah.
Cornhole.
There you go.
And I'm looking at them. And I'm sorry, but the idea of a student athlete is – and you see the people competing there.
Yeah.
The only thing they don't have in their left hand is a beer. Okay? But they have these national ranked cornhole.
It's
teams.
A skill set.
It's
is.
A skill set. Yes. It is. Yeah. And you watch them play. See, now that's something it seems like you could, it doesn't cost a lot of money for the equipment.
Yeah, yeah.
You could.
I'm pulling for tennis and pickleball too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But cornhole, that's a great idea. I'll pass that along.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can set it up for like 50 bucks,
yeah,
60
yeah.
bucks, 100 bucks.
Couple boards.
Couple boards, a bunch of these little bean bags. You can even make them yourself. Come on. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm here with Simpson University. We're talking athletics, but we're also talking about their championship night. They're having Night of Champions on April 13th. It's their second annual Night of Champions, and this is a free event. It includes a big barbecue outside, some exhibitions by the BMX guys and the skateboarders, and then some great speakers. Mm-hmm. It's starting at 7 p.m., and it's over at 9, so we can talk about a lot of kids coming to this and being able to go see a great exhibitions, listen to some really gifted speakers talk about how Christ has played a part in their life, and how, as Allison has said, it gives them a grounding. Mm-hmm. It gives them a foundation when they move on to something else as they get older. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and I just want to talk about that. This could be sold out by now, but the Sons and Daughters of Italy, big crab and clam chowder feed, is going to go tomorrow and Saturday For more information, call John or Cheryl at 530-215-1333. It's going to be at the Sons and Daughters of Italy Hall at 4850 Cedars Road, and they're kind of restricted about how many people they can get there. So they may have sold out already, but Antipasto starts at 6:30, dinner at 7. We'll be right back. Come back to you.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while a floor of our jail is closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Hoyt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Trish will be back next week. You know, Toby Keith passed this, I think, on Saturday. We've been playing his music off and on all week. I admire the man. I think any man that takes the time to do all those USO trips and to combat zones and entertain our troops, a true love for his country. Kid Rock used to travel with him. Mm. So Kid Rock and Toby Keith, what can I say? The weather today, it's going to be, it's clearing up so we don't have the fog so much. I can still see a little bit. It's going to get up to about 54, no rain. In fact, we're not going to have any more rain till, you know, on the forecast right now through next Wednesday. It's going to be sunny. And in the 50s, tonight, it's still going to be a little chilly, around 37, and then tomorrow night, 36. But it's going to clear up. Hopefully, we can dry it out a little bit in the arenas. We can get the arenas out from being underwater. So, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Simpson University. I'm truly enjoying this hour we're spending with Norm Slosted, who is from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and he is the multi-area director for up here, based out of Reading, and Allison Hall, who's in the advancement portion of the Simpson University, working with Ken White. Also, she was born and raised in Ireland, Northern Ireland, and to a, in a place I hadn't heard. But you said that's the... What do you grow up there? Or is it cattle? Or?
I grew up on a dairy farm.
Dairy farm.
County of Antrim.
Did you get up in the morning? Did you? I mean, were you one of those ones that got up in the morning and you had to push the cows in, and then did you hand milk them, or did you have did you have those little milkers?
No, we had milkers, yeah.
You
we
had the milkers,
yeah.
But
yes.
You still, I mean, it's not easy.
It's not easy, no. I you know, when I was big enough, during the summer, it was the baling of hay. We had the smaller bales, so it was moving those types of things around, just help wherever I could.
Well, let me tell you that Allison is about 6 feet tall, and she looks like what you would think, a volleyball player or a track star. Married to Dr. Norm Hall, and they met back there in Ohio.
Back in Ohio, yeah.
It's not Iowa. No, it wasn't Iowa. It was Ohio. I'm just kidding, Christina, because she said... National Iowa Day? Iowa. That's okay. I butcher my Croatian words. Okay. Now, Night of the Champions. It's going to be April 13th. We've talked about it's free. Who's welcome to this?
Everyone is welcome. We're the 13 through 19. We're looking at teens, really high school and emerging high school students coming up from, you know, the 7th, 8th grade perhaps. Mm-hmm. And so we're targeting those as the folks that we would love to have come. And of course they can, you know, come with their youth pastor, come with their coach, their parents, et cetera. We'd love for them to bring a group. This is a free event because Simpson is committed and FCA is committed to providing quality, you know, Christian events for people to come to here in the North State. And, so we're really excited about this event and we want to encourage, parents, coaches, pastors to have their kids come to this event. Again, it's free, the free barbecue, you know, so they got a free meal. We're actually giving out free t-shirts while they last. If the attendance exceeds our numbers, then you know, you want to get there early. And we're going to do prize giveaways in the event, during the event, and just great, great speakers. We're really excited.
Yeah, BMX,
Yeah, outdoor action sport exhibition.
Yeah. Exhibitions,
with skateboarders,
BMX and skateboarders and all that. And these are some local guys.
Yeah.
They made good.
And everyone that comes, all the students that come, are going to get a drawing ticket. And so we'll be doing drawings for prizes. And the Ambassador Skateboard Team, they're going to actually give away a skateboard or two. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's a Saturday. So come out for a Saturday evening at Simpson University.
Yeah, it starts at 5:30 and ends by 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So you can get kids out there and get them home.
Yeah, last year we had a group that came from Alturas. They took the drive all the way out and then turned around and drove back after the event. I asked them about that. I says, well, we're used to it because a lot of their sporting events, they have to make those kinds of trips.
Alturas, anywhere.
Yeah.
You want to go to the pharmacy sometimes.
Yeah. You're driving so we had Alturas. We had them come up from Orland. We're just, you know, we want to be here at Simpson University. We want to have the kind of programs for the community that draws people from all over the North State.
Well, and one of the things about Simpson is in this time in our lives in this country, where Christian universities and many times and colleges are in trouble, Simpson University has been growing about 10% every year, mm-hmm. which tells you something. And part of it is that it's the different majors that are being offered, you know, and you're absolutely right, Allison. Students come to college or university for the full experience.
Mm-hmm.
Full experience is athletics, things happening off campus, things that are happening on campus, a safe environment on campus, mm-hmm. which you have. But now the football season.
I was just going to say football, yeah.
Football mm-hmm. is starting next yeah. August, mm-hmm. September.
They're actually well, we started this year, but yeah, the first season yeah, of games.
Those,
yeah,
were, those yeah. were just scrimmage
yeah,
games.
Yeah, some scrimmage those games this
count,
year.
Except to see who you got.
Except we did win one.
You did yeah, win?
Yeah. And the other was pretty darn close,
it
too.
Was. Yeah.
And so the they're going to start, and they're going to have real
full season
against opposing teams mm-hmm. from, I guess, Oregon and California and other,
yep.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be really interesting. Y'all will be playing at...
Our home at this time will be at Foothill High School.
Foothill High School. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And until you all get the stadium built.
Correct.
Next few years.
Absolutely.
After the STEM building.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know the football program was a...
Surprise?
No. a statement made by Dr. Hall 6 years ago before when we signed on the line to move to Reading. It was in his brain back then mm-hmm. and working towards that point. And with the support of the board and then doing our national search, the right coach was the key. And we have the right coach in Coach Sean Daniels.
He's a great guy.
You
been
know,
on the show a couple of times.
He's, you know, as equally comfortable behind the pulpit preaching about his faith and Jesus as he is coaching on the sideline. We're just thrilled to have him and his coaching staff. They've done a phenomenal job.
Simpson University. Reading's hometown university.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
You know, and when people say, well, we need a university. Well, we have one. You just have to go out there and take a look. And then there's lots of misnomers that people have said, you know, oh, accreditation. I said, first of all, they have full accreditation.
We do.
They've had it. Well, you know, nobody's going. I said, their attendance, their people coming has grown 10%. And people were happy to hear that because they had heard things from – a decade ago and had not heard all the changes that's gone on at Simpson.
Yeah.
One of the things is Simpson is affordable. People don't realize that. People think, oh, it's a private university. It's going to cost me an arm and a leg, and that's not true.
Correct. We work diligently to get some financial support and scholarships. That's back to Ken White and his team.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just very thankful the Lord has blessed us, and we continue to lean into his direction.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay. Final thoughts here, Norm.
Well, I would just encourage anyone that's even thinking about coming to Night of Champions to go to the Simpson University website at simpsonu.edu. And if they want to go directly to Night of Champions, it's /Night of Champions. And so they can get details there. But again, it's April 13th. Barbecue starts and check-in start at 5:30. And it's just gonna be a great event. Last year's event went really well and was well received. I got good reports from people that were there. And Simpson and ourselves with FCA, we're investing in this event because we believe in it and we want it to grow so that families and churches and schools can anticipate and look forward to this event every spring.
That's great. Okay, tomorrow we have on a show.
Who do you have on your show tomorrow?
Yeah,
thank you.
Tell
Patrick
us, Carl.
Gorman will be
awesome.
Joining us talking about legal matters. He doesn't. We don't limit this just to workers' comp. We talk about a lot of different things. I always love having this guy in here. He's a veteran, a former air assault guy, former law enforcement, and then went to law school. This guy is well versed in a lot of things. Love having Patrick and Jill on. And then I also wanted to remind everybody that Michelle Slade's show tonight, North State Heroes. will be on tonight at 6 p.m., and she's in the process right after we finish here of recording that show, so she could get all of her guests on. So that happens at 6 p.m. tonight. Everybody, you know, have a great day. The weather is changing where it's going to be sunshiny over the next week. We can get out of any, like, cloudy doldrums, and God bless America.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.